What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
You know, for years we have been promoting the comedians that are coming through the Comedy Works, whether it be right over here by us at Landmark or downtown, and especially love shining a light on the real up-and-coming comedians in the business, and this guy is certainly it. Adam Ray is going to be performing at Comedy Works downtown Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and he joins us right now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Good morning, Adam.
Guys, long time listener, first time caller. Sorry about Russell Wilson, but great to be here.
Yeah. Were you part of the contingent of Seattle people? Because I know you're from Seattle, that sold us a lemon and completely screwed us. I mean, were you part? Did you know what was about to go down here in Denver?
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, I'd already seen a rough cut of his Subway commercial. I knew you guys were effed. I mean, that was just the beginning of the end. No, you know, to be honest with you, and Mark, how are you, by the way?
I'm
here because of Mark Schlereth, but I'm a big fan of Evans. I've got a giant headshot
some other guy
above my bedroom wall. Yeah, you know, first of all, speaking of the signed headshot, the first celebrity I ever met was a weatherman in Seattle named Steve Poole. R.I.P. I think he's dead. Isn't it funny when you go, I think that guy, like, I thought Bob Barker died like 30 years ago. But,
right.
But then everyone's like, no, he's still alive. But Steve Poole, I ran into him at an aquarium in Seattle. Don't worry, the story gets better. And he took out a headshot of himself when I was like, hi, are you Steve Poole? And he goes, yeah. Here's a picture. I was like, I mean, I don't really want this, but like, and then he also told me to lay off the snacks because I was a fat kid. And I was like, good God. Like, it was my first taste of getting, like, you know, verbally chastised by an adult. That, and then the second time was when I was 10 and my best friend's dad was 80, which I didn't know you could do. I didn't know you could at 70 and go, I'm going to start a family. And he used to say to me, after soccer games, I'm surprised you can see the ball with your big old boobies bopping you in the face. So anyway, yeah, Russell Wilson, man, I don't know, dude. I think we, you know, we got rid of him at the right time. I was sore about it, but I honestly thought he was going to just, like, you know, there was talk about that division being one of the best, you know, seasons for a division in a long time, and it just was not that. But I have faith still that he's going to turn things up a notch. I don't think he's a bad football player by any means. I think he's been humbled, I'll say that. But also, I don't know because I don't talk to the guy. So it could be more of the same. But, I mean, maybe one of the biggest, like, oops-a-daisies in sports. I don't know about ever, but, man, that's – I mean, nobody saw that coming. I mean, can we blame it on the altitude or Sierra or – the pot? Like, what do you blame it on? What is Denver claiming that contributed to the responsibilities of the Russell Wilson experiment?
I suppose just his overall suckitude. So anyhow, and the lack of authenticity, there's so many things that just drive you crazy. Adam, it's always good to connect with you. Hey, real quick. You know, Mike introduced you as an up and comer. But one of the things my dad used to tell me all the time is overnight success usually takes about 7 to 15 years.
Yeah.
You've been grinding at this And you have done an unbelievable job. And there's so many avenues between your YouTube channel and the stuff you do on social media. That's how I started following you on the social media stuff. Because you I think it was your character was Shane. You used to just, like, it was hilarious, some of the stuff you would do.
Oh, thanks.
But I wanted to know how being Uber Driver 2 in 2017 of Curb Your Enthusiasm, how that really catapulted your career to what you're doing now.
Yeah, I mean, well, I appreciate the nice words. Yeah, it's so funny. It's sometimes, you know, sometimes you can grind it out for 17 years like I've been doing, or you can be on TikTok for 3 days and have a couple dances go viral, and now you're selling out stadiums. And, you know, there's no wrong way to eat a Reese's, but, like, you definitely appreciate, like, I've been at Comedy Works downtown probably coming up on 10 to 12 times, and this is, you know, my first time where we've added a show because all the others sold out. We only have tickets available for Thursday's 9:45, the show that we added, because all the other ones sold out, which is awesome. And it's way more fun when people are coming to the show for you. Like, there's just an added level of energy. It's like, I'm always bringing it on stage and always have a good time, whether it's 20 people or 400, but, like, there's just an added layer of excitement. And you feel that, like, you know, between the fourth wall. But yeah, man, Curb is my favorite show. So I'll be honest, after I auditioned for it, I was like, I don't even care if I get this, because I just got to improvise with Larry David for 20 minutes and I made him laugh a bunch. And, you know, it was truly out of body. I'm sitting in front of him in the audition room. I'm facing Jeff Schaefer, who's one of the producers and directors, and Larry Charles, who was one of the directors and directed Borat and Bruno and The Dictator, and Jeff Garland's there, and then the casting director. And Larry's behind me, and I'm listening to him as I'm talking to him. And, I mean, it was, you know, I was pretty dialed in, but there are moments where I was just like, I feel like I'm listening to the show right now. You know what I'm saying? Because we just started to kind of build a fight. And then I ran into him at the Comedy Store about 6 months later after we shot the episode. And Harlan Williams from Half Baked and Something About Mary is a good buddy of mine, and he was sitting on the patio with me. And he goes, oh, look at this Larry David, some guy walking down the street. And Harlan's a goofy guy, so I'm like, oh, it's probably some bald older guy that he's just calling Larry David. And I look up, and it's actually Larry David, and I'm like, get out of here. I'm like, I should say hi to him, I guess? And he's like, yeah, why not? So I walk up, I'm like, he's probably not going to remember me. And as soon as he sees me, he goes, Adam. I was like, oh, what's up? He's like, we were just editing your episode. It's so funny. And I'm like, dude, you look lost. He's like, I haven't been to the Comedy Store in 37 years. And so I was like, dude, you want me to show you around? And he's like, please. So now I'm walking around the Comedy Store with Larry David. All my buddies who are door guys are looking at me like, what is happening right now? And I'm like, stay cool. Don't ruin this for me. And we walk around the store. We sit in the back of the original room, which is that first room right up front, which is one of the best rooms in comedy. And we watch some of the show. And Pete Davidson at the time, I think, was dating his daughter. And Larry was about to do SNL, and so Pete was like, come work out your monologue on the show that I'm on. And they convinced Larry to do it, and he crushes. It was really cool, too, because Larry's just not known for popping around doing stand-up. If people announce Dave Chappelle, people go nuts, right? But there's, like, it's somewhat known that, like, oh, there's a chance he's very much in the scene, right? There's a chance that he might, I mean, there's not a chance he'd pop up anywhere, but if you hear him announced, you freak out, but then you're also like, oh, yeah, he's doing stand-up all the time. But Larry David, it was like, nobody was expecting that, so everyone was confused. There was, like, slow claps, and then all of a sudden he walked on stage, and, like, I've never seen a bigger standing ovation. And then he murdered, and then he gave me a handshake when he walked out and goes, let's do this again sometime. And then I was really close to asking him for his email to see if he wanted to get coffee, and I didn't, because I was like, oh, maybe I'll run into him. And I told Jeff Garland, and he's like, it's good he didn't ask him. He wanted to give it to you.
Adam Ray, yeah, join us. He's performing at the Comedy Works Thursday, Friday, Saturday downtown. All sold out except for shows, the 9:45 show tomorrow. So get your tickets at Comedy Works. Adam, you know, so many comedians are known for doing their great impressions, and it just seems like a natural. How in the world did you find that connection with Dr. Phil?
Oh, man. You know what? I would watch Dr. Bill reruns during COVID, and I was just, like, fascinated with, like, this guy's ability. You know, we're all sitting around drinking way too much, and just watching stuff you probably never watched because you're like, oh, this is probably the end of the world. So I'm like, I might as well go out watching the worst stuff. And I'd see these Phil reruns, and I just could not stop laughing at how the contrast of him trying to help people, but then also throwing the commercial break at the most inopportune times. And like every time it would just be like, you know, he's talking to some 10-year-old boy, and he's like, Nathan, look at me right now. You're 11 years old, but you look 55, okay? I hate your face. You got a crap attitude, okay? You remind me of Mike Evans, okay, who's truly one of my least favorite people. You got gonorrhea on your breath, and I want to smack you, but I'm not going to, but I need you to know that I could. Give me one reason why you're not a loser, Nathan, and I'll give you 10 reasons why everyone in your family wishes you were dead. We'll be right back. And he was always doing a commercial, and I was like, dude, is he trying to be this funny, or is he just, like, the best at comedic timing? And it was like, and then his shows, it's like, he would always give these teasers where I was like, dude, this guy does not want you to change the channel. He's like, on today's show, my next guest has a UTI, but a PhD. Please say hello to Stephanie. And I was like, dude, the combinations on some of these guests. So I was doing these Adam Ray and Friends shows at the Comedy Store, and Bill Burr was a buddy, and he was confirmed to do it. And then I was like, Bill, I'm thinking about dressing up like Dr. Phil and doing a late night show. I don't know what it looks like, but would you be down to be the guest? And he was like, dude, yes, let's do it. I can't wait. Make fun of my anger issues. And so that first one kind of took off. It got like a million views on YouTube in a few days. And now we've had on, you know, just had on Jelly Roll and Pete Holmes. And we got Bert Kreischer coming up in May, and Tom Segura and Dax Shepard and Sal Vulcano from Impractical Jokers. We've had Whitney Cummings, Nikki Glaser, Matt Rife, Brad Williams. My boy Brad Williams, who I think has been on your show, right?
He's a Denver guy.
He's
yeah.
Denver guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh yeah. Brad's a Denver guy. Brad is one of my best buds. He's 4'4". He could be under your chair, so check before you leave the studio, Mike. And Brad is one of those guys that is just down for whatever. Like, it's one of the best things I love about him is he's, you know, he's just like, yo, if it's funny, I'm down. And so we had, for a Christmas episode, Brad come out and dress up as Santa's head elf. And he came out tossing candy canes into the crowd. And I bought him an elf suit, and he gave me his size, and it fit like a glove. And it's just like, you know what? You can see it on the package. You can envision what your buddy dressed as an elf would look like. But until you see it live, you don't know the true joy that you can feel as a human until you see a grown man. I mean, Brad is so good. Brad and I would, when I would go on the road with him, you know, he's about 10 years on me stand-up-wise. I'm 17 years in. He's almost, I think, 25, 27. And which is like, you know, which is like 50 years in regular-sized people years. And so Brad, we would be in the elevator, like in a mall, killing time between shows. And you'd see these kids or dad walk in that have never seen a live dwarf before. So they're a little, you know, a little side-eye to Brad. And so I just look down at him and go, I'm so proud of you, son. And then Brad would just look up and go, thanks, Dad. Why do I have a full beard? And you could see this like father son being like, dude, how old is that kid? You know what I'm saying? So funny.
Adam, man, you're the best. Always great to connect, man. Yeah, appreciate you so much. And we'll keep sending people over to Comedy Works and sell that thing out and kill it this weekend, man. It's going
to
be great.
I appreciate it. Yo, and a quick shout out to our mutual friends, Wyman and Bob. Bob has the body of a 35-year-old, you know, PE teacher, and Dave has the body of a 67-year-old Filipino woman. That being said, they're good dudes. They obviously are homies. But I do want to ask you real quick, what do you think my Seahawks? I know we got the draft coming up. I'm looking at linebackers and safeties, but like, the ever-ending question is, do you grab a QB? If there's one available.
Yeah, I think you always grab a QB somewhere, probably not in the first round, but I'm with you. Defensive new coach in McDonald, defensive guy. I imagine they'll go defense on that side of the ball.
Maybe Michael Penix doesn't have to travel too far.
Yeah, maybe Michael Penix available in the second round. Man. Who knows? Who knows?
Not a bad pick. Yeah.
All right, we got
to
roll, man.
We talked all day. Come to the show, Comedy Works, late show. Tomorrow sold out, or is the only one open. If you guys want tickets, hit me up. I got you. You know that.
All right. Thanks, buddy. I'll talk to you.
All right. See you, guys.
Adam Ray, again, performing at the Comedy Works downtown this weekend. Sold out. All the shows, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, except for the 9:45 show tomorrow. So my guess is it'll be sold out pretty quick here after you just came on and entertained you for the last several minutes. All right, we're way over a break. We'll take the break. What's trending next?
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP lawn and garden and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save